And it is Wednesday, November the 20th, 2013. Time again for Afternoons with Amos, the talk show of record of our African-American community. I'm Amos Brown. Glad to have you here. This is a special program, and this is... We want to hear from our community on a issue of conscience. Some would say it's an issue of faith. Others would say it's an issue of rights. Others would say it's an issue of love. And it's an issue that you've heard about on television. You've read about it. Those of you that read the Indianapolis Star, there was an article about it in the Indianapolis Recorder recently. And it is a proposed amendment to Indiana's Constitution that would govern marriage. And I know for many, this is an important issue. For some, it's a divisive issue. For some, it's an emotional issue, but it is a critical issue. It is an issue that the legislature is going to face the first part of the new year. And depending upon their decision, the voters of Indiana could decide this issue in November of next year in a referendum. There are two major groups on either side of the issue. One is an organization by the name of the Indiana Family Institute. The other is an organization called Freedom Indiana. Both of these organizations have done polls in the last couple of months. Indiana Family Institute did a poll in September, and it said that 62% of respondents of voting age would support the Indiana Marriage Amendment. 33% would oppose it. Freedom Indiana, their poll said the opposite. 64% said they would oppose amending the Constitution. 34% said they didn't mind it. So what we're going to do today in a number of different locations is we want to hear where our black community stands. You may have heard the Chamber of Commerce of Indianapolis is opposed to this marriage amendment. Eli Lilly is opposed. Cummins Engine is opposed. The City County Council, on a bipartisan basis, passed a resolution at their last meeting. The mayor signed it, opposing this amendment. A number of our state universities, public and private, oppose it. There's others who are for it. But in all of the discussion, those two groups that did the poll, no indication on how African Americans felt. Wish TV Channel 8 did a poll that showed that a slim majority are in favor of the marriage amendment. Again, no idea how our community felt. So we're going to have an unscientific poll of the airwaves today. And a number of ways that you can be heard. 1-239-1310, 239-1310. We're going to talk to as many as we can over the 2 hours. There is no, I was going to say right and wrong. That's not the correct language. However you feel about it, everybody's view today will be treated with respect and decency. Okay. Now, the phone is one way. Text message, 85620, keyword Amos. 85620, keyword Amos. Tell me how you feel. I'm going to tell you what the voting, what we're going to ask you to answer in a minute. There's also, you can send me an email at praiseindy.com. And also on our website, praiseindy.com, we actually have a ballot. A little fancy ballot where we'll ask your opinion. Let me first tell you exactly what the language is that is being proposed. It would say that Section 2, Article 1 of the Constitution of the State of Indiana is amended by adding a new section to read as follows. Section 38. Now, there's two sentences in this section. Sentence 1 would read, quote, "Only a marriage between one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as a marriage in Indiana." The second sentence, a legal status identical or substantially similar
to that of marriage for unmarried individuals shall not be valid or recognized. Two sentences. First sentence is simple. First sentence needs no interpretation. Everybody understands the first sentence. Second sentence, there's a lot of folks that think that that sentence would eliminate civil unions, would prohibit companies from offering medical benefits or other benefits to domestic partners. And domestic partners are not just same-sex partnerships. Most domestic partnerships that companies recognize with benefits are male-female relationships where the man and the woman never got married, sort of like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. And some of y'all know some of them relationships. There's questions about whether this could affect adoption if the parents are not married. So the second sentence is kind of shaky. Some think. Here are your choices. Here's what we're going to be asking you how to vote. It's real simple. Yes, Indiana's Constitution should make marriage only between a man and a woman. Unmarried people should not have same marriage rights as married people. Another way you could vote. I could vote yes, but I don't like that second sentence. It hurts civil unions and unmarried couple employee benefits. You could vote no. This does not belong in Indiana's Constitution. There's already a law in the books. There is already a law in Indiana that says marriage recognized by the state is a man and a woman. Government should not decide who you should or should not love. Or you could say you're undecided, not sure how I would vote on this issue. Or you could say, don't know enough about the issue. I don't know enough about this issue. I need to learn about both sides. So it's a straight up yes. Could vote yes, but I don't like the second sentence. Flat out no. Undecided. Don't know enough about the issue. A lot of ways you can weigh in today. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos, special edition. And so let's start today with Thelma. Hi, Thelma.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine.
My vote is absolutely no.
Okay.
A marriage is between a man and a woman. That's what the Bible says.
Well, hold on. Well, no, wait. Let me, you were getting ready to vote one way, but let me correct you.
Okay.
If you are in favor of, let me make sure I understand it, that this amendment, let me read it, the amendment language to you again. Make sure you understand it, okay? And because there may be some other listeners that maybe I read it wrong, okay?
Okay.
Only a marriage between one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as a marriage in Indiana. A legal status identical or substantially similar to that of marriage for unmarried individuals shall not be valid or recognized. So you sure you vote no or you voting yes?
I vote no to it because if they want to do something like gay marriage or whatever, pay the consequence yourself. Pay it out of your own pocket, their Medicare and insurance. I don't think we should recognize that because God didn't, so why should we?
Okay, well, then that's not a no vote. That's a yes. This amendment would preserve marriage only between a man and a woman.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Okay, well, that's really a yes. You were saying no.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Amy.
No. I figured if you were confused, there may be some other listeners confused, and I want to make sure part of what we're trying to do today is at least find out where we are, and as we get into the new year, we'll have each of the different groups, those that are for the amendment, those that are against the amendment. But when you kind of came out, I wanted to make sure that I understood where you were, and I didn't want to classify you as being for something that you weren't, okay?
Right. Thank you, Amos. Thanks for cleaning up, and thank you very much.
All right. You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Let me go to Anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. I had didn't know this was going to be on your program today, but I had prayed earlier, and I was going to call in to say I wanted to comment on the situation that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. My answer is yes.
Okay.
And not only that, the situation that we had, I say the after set Sunday after church, God's after set with the storms, the 26 tornadoes, sparing every life in Indiana was not no accident. See, we have, this is that generation, if you want to read about it in the Word, This is one of the worst generations there ever was. And, man, have really, the people that have gotten into our offices, they're trying to vote in laws that's against God's word. It don't work. And God spared all the lives. It could have been a lot of dead people. But he's, but you know, in the teaching that I'm getting, the Lord is sick of the mess. And I know you know enough about the word to know this. It could have been just as many dead in Indiana as there was in the Philippines.
All
but
right.
His mercy spared.
All
and
right,
people better take a look. So I'm going to get off, but we need to pray for the people that's in the office doing the voting. Thank
all right,
you.
I appreciate it. Let me go to Stephanie at 239-1310. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. First, I want to say, Lord, help me with the answer to this question. From the question that I got, is the voting on two straight person, straight people, correct, a man and a woman, mm-hmm. getting married, or if you're not married but you're in a relationship, should you have, I guess, what is that, medical rights or whatever? Is that the question?
That's a good question. The way the language is written, and there's two sentences. The first sentence is only a marriage between one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as a marriage in Indiana. The second sentence says a legal status identical or substantially similar to that of marriage for unmarried individuals shall not be valid or recognized. And there are some people that think that that second sentence could make it very difficult, has nothing to do with necessarily the marriage part, but things like end of life and things like, you know, care and that kind of thing. If people are not married and it's not just a same sex thing, it could be a man and a woman that just never bothered to get married, but, you know, they have a household together, they live together, they may have children together, that kind of thing.
Yes, then I would not vote for that because of that second question.
Okay.
Because it is common law marriage out here also that is recognized that I've been with this person for years mm-hmm. of my life and we didn't get married. Maybe because we couldn't afford it mm-hmm. or maybe because we just didn't get to that point. But I have taken care of that person. That person has taken care of me. And at the end of their lifespan or my lifespan, I would hate for them to be treated like a stepchild or like they didn't exist in my life. Because of a law. And I would like to also say mm-hmm. that I am gay. I am so over everybody's opinion about what it is, what the Bible says. The Bible also says a lot of other things. So I really feel like if you are married, you should be married. You should get married because that is the right way to do things. But this is a world full of we do a kind of a lot of what we want to do or however we want to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you do that, we shouldn't be punished by the law of the government because they don't want to recognize that we was married. That's unfair.
All right.
I don't care if that is two gay people or two straight people.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you. 239-1310. Somebody had a question, didn't want to go on the air, says the way that language sounds, does that mean that person cannot get a divorce? That's the way I'm hearing it. No, that's not how I'm hearing it. But like I said, we're reading this out loud, and this is – I haven't heard that argument against this, but we will see. Let me go to Anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there.
Amos, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes.
Okay.
I would not vote against that because when they did that adoption thing, I was watching on, did you see it on the Today Show? They were... it was two men that was adopting a set of girl twins.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? What is their life going to be within the future? And then it was another two women had two boys that they were adopting. I'm thinking, how is their life going to be when you're adopted? Back then, the children always go look for their parents. After a while and stuff. So that's, like you said, in the Bible, the way it stuff is coming up, they need to look in the Bible. The way stuff is doing now is the same way it says in the Bible.
All right, my dear, I appreciate it. Let me go to Jaxter at 239-1310. Hi there. Jaxter, turn your radio down and come on. Jaxter going once. Jack's are going twice. Let me move on to Tony.
Hello.
Jack, come on. I'm moving real fast today. Where, how are you voting, Jackster?
I'm voting yes, and I'm just like the other ladies. You got to go by what the Bible says if you're a Christian. But if you, you know, kind of wishy-washy, you're going to go, you know, kind of peculiar-like. But you're supposed to try to go by what the Bible says, and the Bible says that's a big no-no.
All right, let me go to Tony at 239-1310. Hi there.
Good afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
Amos, I've listened to a lot of these people. First of all, I vote yes for the amendment.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
That gay people should not be married.
Okay.
Okay? And I also, the Second Amendment, people are trying to twist it around because when people are going contrary to the Bible, everything is sin. And they try to say that there's a lot in the Bible. Yes, there's a lot in the Bible, but 100% of it is a gift sin, common law, whatever it is that you're doing that's not in agreement with God's word is against sin. So yes to the amendment, and thank you.
All righty. Let me go to Jackie at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. I said no to the amendment.
Okay.
I don't think it has to do anything with if you're gay, straight, or anything like that. I think every man is supposed to be equal. And so with being equal, everybody should have the opportunity to marry. Yes, the Bible says one thing, and if you're a Christian, if you go by the Bible, then that's what you would do. But we can't put ourselves on everybody. God didn't make us, everybody have to follow him. So, but as a country and a nation, I believe we should be all equal.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Anonymous. Hi there. Anonymous?
Hello,
hi, how are you?
Hi, and I would vote yes.
Okay.
And I also like to say to the female who called in, the second caller, honey, don't be fooled, because you have to go by the word of God if you want to make it through this world. And you ain't going to make it through this world thinking backwards the way the devil. That devil's got you having everything twisted. You laying next to a female, something that God never intended to you. For you to lay next to that female and do things that you just can't do that a man can do to that female. And it was never meant for it to be just female, female, male, and male. So don't be twisted. Don't let the devil get it twisted. That's how Eve got it in the beginning. That's why we in the boat we're in now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Let me go to another Thelma, 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. I vote no. And I vote no because I don't think it's anybody else's business. I mean, if two people, if that's their decision, that's their decision. And as far as, you know, what the Bible does say a lot of things. And I think, you know, as those people think that they, gay people, are going to hell, when they get there, there's going to be a lot of well-dressed Christians that are going to be there, too. So my vote is no.
All right, my sister, I appreciate it. Let me go to Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hey, oh, praise the Lord. I just wanted to say, you know, I prayed and asked God about the gay thing in the first place, and I asked him about that, and he gave it to me like this. You put a plug in a socket. You don't put two plugs together. You don't put two sockets together. A plug goes in a socket. And as far as being together and not being married, that is sin. And people do that because they want to do what they want to do. When they say don't change that, and they're making up excuses for them to do what they want to do instead of getting it. Like, I ain't even going to say with the word of God, because if you don't believe that's the word of God, it's in your heart. You already know right from wrong.
Karen, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So is it wrong then for an employer to provide insurance benefits, the same insurance benefits that married employees would receive that the employee would have to pay for? Is it wrong then for an employer to offer those same benefits to unmarried couples?
I would say yes, because it's not marriage. If you have a merger of two companies, it's because they fit together. They're going to come in a merger, anything they merge, they become one. Homosexuals cannot become one. So, you know, and I'm not going to say that I'm not a homosexual. Get me wrong.
Well, hold on. Wait. No, hold on. Karen. So let me make sure I understand this, because these benefits that companies offer unmarried couples
aren't just for same-sex couples. They're also for opposite-sex couples that are not married. So you're saying a company like Eli Lilly and Cummins, AT&T and others should not offer that to their unmarried employees?
I don't care what their big name is. It's wrong. It's wrong. They can offer whatever they want, but that does not make it right just because they want to choose to offer or not offer. That's, you know, it's still wrong.
Right.
It's still wrong. And you cannot take something dirty and get something clean from something dirty. So whatever they decide to do, they still wrong.
All right. I appreciate it. Let me go to Ron. Then we'll take a break at 239-1310. Hi there.
Amos.
How are you?
I am great. Hopefully you are too.
I'm fine.
Amos.
How are you?
I'm going to vote yes.
Okay.
And Amos, in addition to voting yes on this, I say we make all of the rest of the Ten Commandments illegal too, or illegal, if you follow me. I want all the liars to be treated just like homosexuals. I want all the adulterers to be treated just like homosexuals. I want everybody who's breaking any one of those rules in the Bible that everybody keeps bringing up, I want all of those people also to be included in whatever is wrong. Bring those up as well. If you lie, cheat, steal, whatever, you're an adulterer, you don't get no benefits either.
Okay. Now, but I'm putting you down as yes.
Oh, put me down as yes.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. We're hearing how our community feels. You know, Channel 8 didn't ask you all how you felt. Freedom Indiana didn't ask how you felt. Indiana Family Institute didn't ask how you felt. Indianapolis Chamber of Commerce didn't ask. Indianapolis Star didn't ask. So we're asking, how does our black community feel about this proposed constitutional amendment that could be voted on in November of next year, a year from now? And it's two sentences. Sentence one, only a marriage between one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as a marriage in Indiana. Second sentence, a legal status identical or substantially similar to that of marriage for unmarried individuals shall not be valid or recognized. How do you feel about that? 239-1310, 239-1310. That's one way you can have your say. Send me an email at praiseindy.com. Send me a text message at 85620, keyword Amos. Or go to our website, praiseindy.com, and vote on the ballot that way. It's Afternoons with Amos, special edition. We're hearing how our community feels about a very important public policy issue in our state. More after these. All right, on our text messages at 85620, keyword Amos. Regardless of what the Bible says or anything else, two men can't make an offspring, two women cannot make an offspring. That shows it's wrong straight up. Another text message, yes. Another text message, no, no, no. Text messages that are at 85620, keyword Amos, 85620, keyword Amos. You can go online to praiseindy.com. We've got a special poll up there. So far, on that poll online, no's are ahead. Yeses are ahead on the phone and on the text messages. Why do I think the people getting ready to go to the website? Why do I think that? 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. Let me go to the phones. And Anonymous, hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I vote yes.
Okay.
I'm for marriage, man and a wife. I know that we do things wrong, but the answer is yes. I vote yes.
All right. I appreciate it. Let me go to Shara. Hi there.
Hi there, Amos.
Hi.
I'm going to say no. And the reason I'm saying no is because I believe that not only I don't necessarily believe that marriage should just be limited to being one man and one woman. I believe there's nothing wrong with a man having more than one wife. If we're understanding the love of God is at the center of it, then that should be exactly what's right. But I kind of waver only because I guess if you're in a homosexual relationship, then you should set up your will or set up things that the person in your life has the ability to take care of everything that you're asking for. But God, I don't believe that God's law and man's law are the same things. So it's different. If we were living according to God's law, that'd be one thing, but we're not. We live according to man's law.
You know, mate, you raised a good point because this is about Caesar stuff.
Exactly.
Not God's stuff.
Exactly.
And I you're right. On a lot of these issues, I'm drawn to what Jesus said out of his own mouth as recorded in the Word. which was render unto Caesar. That was just Caesar's, render unto God the things that are God. Now, right. I don't know if Jesus was sitting here in the studio with me, what he'd say today. That would be an interesting conversation in itself. But, you know, he did say that. That was recorded by the apostles, and it has made it through all the translations of the word down to this day. Anyway, good points, my sister. I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's names. Let me go back to the phones. State Senator Greg Taylor, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I really think that this shows a lot of savvy on your part to have this issue out there. I'm a listener today, but I wanted to make sure that your listeners understand that the first part of this constitutional amendment is already law in the state of Indiana. No matter what happens, if people vote no or yes, this will not change the status of marriage in Indiana.
Because a marriage as recognized by the state is a man and a woman, period.
Period. There is nothing in this constitutional amendment that will change that. Mm-hmm. I have spoken to my constituents, and I will continue to make sure that people understand. Don't let people manipulate you into thinking that this is going to change the status of marriage in Indiana. It has nothing to do with it. Amos, I take you back to a long time ago here in the state of Indiana when people of different races could not marry. It was said that that was part of what the Bible said. Now, what we learned over time, we know that the Bible didn't say that, but we had to change in the state of Indiana in order for that to be allowed. What this is going to do is going to say to companies like Eli Lilly, Cummins, all the companies here, if you want to recognize and recruit people who may be gay or otherwise to come to Indiana, you can't recognize them for insurance purposes and otherwise. That's all this is going to do. This is not going to change the status of marriage in the state of Indiana.
Are you concerned that that second sentence could make it difficult if somebody was in an unmarried relationship, whether they were opposite sex or same sex, in terms of wills and care?
Okay, yes, and let me tell you why. Because the second sentence says that it will not be recognized. In other words, if a company says to you that you have someone you've been living with for your whole life, mm-hmm. and that person comes to the hospital, and the doctors, Gary, make a decision about the life of this individual, that hospital will not be able to recognize you. That is a significant thing, and we need to be cognizant of that. This is not about gay marriage, and I've been saying this since 2 years ago. We do not recognize gay marriage in Indiana, and even if this amendment is defeated, we will still not be able to recognize gay marriage. Please, people, understand that.
Right,
this is about the second sentence, not the first.
All right, Senator, I'm going to let you go back and listen, because I know a lot of leadership in the African-American community is listening today to hear how the people feel about this. 239-1310, got a text message. Amos Brown voting no. I am always bothered when my fellow Christians start with this, the Bible says. This is not a nation of just Christian, first off. 239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's name is back to the phones. And Rhonda, hi there.
Well, hi, Amos. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Well, Senator Taylor raised some good points, because it is confusing, and a lot of the listeners are probably confused about what's really going on. But what I would say is that the young lady just said man's laws and God's laws are not the same. She's absolutely correct. But in the end, it's the laws that God established are the ones that are going to be acknowledged and recognized. And so everybody seems to think that we have a past because we are living in man's laws. But that doesn't make it right. And so however they do it, they have that choice to do that, because it's all about choice. So if you can do the consequences of your choice, then so be it. But I wouldn't agree to it. But now it's another point, that if somebody has been with somebody for a long time and they were sick and they couldn't make a decision, that is significant.
So it's almost like being between a rock and a hard place.
Well,
what do you really do?
Let me ask you, because again, one of the choices we have, and let me repeat the choices we're asking people to make. One is the yes, and you know, Indiana's constitution should make marriage only between a man and a woman. I put in a second category of I could vote yes, but I don't like that sentence, that second sentence. It could hurt civil unions, unmarried couple employee benefits. Straight up no, this does not belong in Indiana's constitution. There's already a law in the books. Government should not decide who you should or should not love, or are you undecided, or you don't know enough about the issue. So where do you fall in this?
I would go with it's a no. Well, what was the second one?
I could vote yes, but I don't like that second sentence.
Okay. Yeah, I could vote yes just because of the fact of people that are in that situation. It doesn't make it right, the situation,
mm-hmm.
but however, the Bible says that we are not the judge. He's the judge.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't judge what anyone else is doing, whether we think it's right or wrong or not. That's not our, it's not for us to do that. So he is the judge. I just read that this morning in James this morning, and he's the ultimate judge. So, and it actually says, who are we to judge?
Got that.
So we can't judge. So that's not that. I mean, the word is complicated, and people have to really get into it and read it for the context that it is meant in, and it's deep. When you really get into it.
Rhonda, you made some excellent points. Let me move on. I appreciate it. Let me go to Joe at 239-1310. Hi there.
I thank Jesus.
Joe?
My answer is yes, and the reason why I say yes is because you can love somebody, and even though they're doing something wrong, you still love them. Jesus was around a lot of people who, everybody who was a sinner, yet he loved them, but he didn't do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So my answer is yes, because you can draw them through love just like anybody else who's doing something wrong, but you can still love them. So my answer is yes, but I love them anyhow.
All right, I appreciate it. Let me go to Sylvia, 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. I praise God for this opportunity to take a stand for his word. I agree with his word, so I vote unequivocally yes. God says clearly in Genesis that he created a woman for the man, and the two became one, she became one flesh. And then he tells us in 2 Peter 2:6 that he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. He condemned them by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly. So the Lord lets us know that he's not pleased, and he will destroy the place.
Sylvia, let me ask a question. Since this is already in the law, we already have a law in Indiana that says marriage is between a man and a woman, then why do we need to do an extra law? We already got a law.
Well, what it does, Amos, God calls upon us to take a stand, and he's calling upon us, I believe, to take a stand. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but mm-hmm. sin is a reproach to any people. So when we stand up courageously as a state that we stand with God, he's going to bless us. He showed me, as far as thinking that this would help the economy by being open,
right.
The Lord says, no, he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. They had a 100% unemployment rate because they didn't exist anymore. He got rid of the whole place. And that's the way a nation's headed if they don't honor God's word.
All
right. It's going to stand forever.
All right, my sister, I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Angie. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to make a comment on today's show. I think that we should not have an extra law because there's already a law in place. And I feel like if we, you know, move forward in advance with this and say, okay, yes, you guys can have, you know, protection as far as, you know, if you've been with someone, they end up in the hospital, you got to make a decision for them. I just feel like if you feed into that, it's going to open the door for them to want more. They're never going to be satisfied. We all know that marriage is between a man and a woman. And if they want insurance and benefits, then they need to marry the opposite sex so they can get those benefits. I mean, it's just as simple as that. I mean, that's how I feel about it. And I don't think we should feed into what we want. Everybody has rights. But at the end of the day, marriage is between the union of a man and a woman. And if you want to be able to get insurance benefits and make insurance, and make decisions for your loved one that you've been with, then you need to marry the person of the opposite sex. So that way you can, you know, do the things that you feel like you need to do.
So you're then advocating a marriage of convenience just to get the benefits, and love has nothing to do with it.
I'm not saying convenience, but I feel like love should be involved, and you can't help who you love. But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, you know, when the world was created, you know, God put Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to do other things and live your life, you know, in another way that's not ordained by God, then you should have to deal with all the consequences of that, which means you cannot get health insurance. You cannot make decisions on their behalf. They can't make decisions on your behalf. And all I'm saying is, if you want those rights that were placed for us to be able to make those kind of decisions, then, you know, try to get your life, you know, find God and, you know, follow the union of man and woman. That's all I'm saying.
All right. I appreciate it. I got a text message. This one says, no. They're voting no. No, as a business person who makes a portion of income from weddings, it'll benefit my family and myself with more people being married. Okay. 239-1310, 239-1310. Back to the phones. And John, hi there.
Well, howdy.
How are you?
The way I look at this is that you grant rights in the Constitution, you restrict behavior in a statute, and as far as the comment you had about rendering to Caesar, there actually is a religious opinion on that that really kind of looks at it as a double entendre, that those in the know actually meant that all glory goes to God, and therefore nothing belongs to Caesar, but Caesar's people would not understand that, hearing that. But the people in the know, you know, around Jesus would have known that.
All right, I appreciate it. Oh, so where are you? You yes, no, maybe?
Oh, this is definitely no, because you're restricting something in the Constitution. I believe the Constitution grants rights.
Okay. It's, Constitution is rights and laws are responsibilities. All right, I appreciate it. I got a text message that says, if a same-sex couple gets married, how does that affect me? My neighbor kills, I'm not going to jail, they are. We have a lot more to worry about, like minding our own business. 239-1310. 239-1310. Let me go to Brenda, then we'll take a break. Hi, Brenda.
Hello, Amos. How you doing today?
I'm fine.
I say no because of the way that I believe. I don't try to impose my beliefs on anybody. Everybody, I do believe in their families. If they look back, they got somebody that's gay or whatever they want to say. A lot of them don't want to admit it, but they have them. I love my sister. She's that way. But I don't condone what she does, but that's her life to live. But when it comes to this, it's a no, because I say to all the Christians out there, if they put it on the ballot, this is one time you need to get up off of your do-nothing stool and go and vote no. Have a good day.
All right, appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310 is After News with Amos. We're getting a lot of feedback, and I appreciate everybody that's called. I know a lot of you are calling in the business signal. Keep trying, or you can go to our website, praiseindy.com. We got the ballot there, and you can and have your say at praiseindy.com. 239-1310, 239-1310. If the election were held today, if the referendum were held today, how would you vote on Indiana's marriage amendment? We'll get your views after these. And we're asking our community, if the referendum were held today on this Indiana marriage amendment, which would add an amendment to Indiana's Constitution, it's already illegal for same-sex marriage here in Indiana. Marriage is defined by law in Indiana as a man and a woman. But now there's some that want to put that into the Constitution. The amendment would read, only a marriage between one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as a marriage in Indiana. The second sentence, which is has got some people concerned, would be a legal status identical or substantially similar to that of marriage for unmarried individuals shall not be valid or recognized. And so what we're asking you is, if the election were today, how would you vote? Would you vote yes? Or you could vote yes, but you're not sure about that second sentence because it could hurt civil unions, unmarried coupled employee benefits, including benefits for unmarried male-female couples. Or no, you're against it, or you're undecided, or you don't know enough about the issue.
But somehow I don't think those last two are not going to work. Online, the no's are leading by a little bit. Based on our text messages, no's are slightly ahead on the text messages. And on the phone calls, yes is in the lead. Let's go back to the got a text message at 85620, keyword Amos. The Old Testament and Quran consider it an abomination. So Jews, Christians, and Muslims all oppose gay marriage. Let me go to Betty at 239-1310. Hi there. Betty, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My opinion is I'm disagreeing with the lady called earlier talking about being married couples only and not having to be able to buy insurance. Mm-hmm. I disagree on that. I think any couple, gay, straight, if they live together and if they want to insure their other, they should be allowed to do that. Now, gay marriages, I don't agree on them. I know a few people that are married that don't live in the state of Indiana, but I do not agree with it.
So if the vote were held today, how would you vote on this issue?
My decision would be no because of the Second Amendment.
The second sentence?
Because the amendment you were talking about the insurance.
Okay.
And how important it is for significant others.
All right. I just want to make sure. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to William. Hi, William.
Hey, Amos. How are you today?
I'm fine.
That's good. My vote would be yes, but no to the second part.
Okay.
I agree with a lot of the callers, but at the same time, at the end of the day, I think people are trying to push their own beliefs on this amendment or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I also believe that it should still be up to each company, whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to offer it, let them offer it. If they don't, they don't. You have a choice to work where you want to work.
All right. Good point. I appreciate it. Let me go to Joseph at 239-1310. Hi, Joseph.
Hey, Amos. How are you, man?
I'm fine.
Amos, I tell you, you got an interesting show. I want to give my opinion, though. It just doesn't surprise me. We are living in days where let those who are truly the light to stand out because the world is going to do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we are living in dangerous times. We are at a point where it's going to come a time where we have to choose as even taking the mark.
Mm-hmm.
Would you sell out for that? And people got a lot of opinions and this and that, but I'm so grateful that God has given each individual personally a knowing in their own hearts. And I think we have to answer for all this, but to answer your question, it would be definitely no for me. I don't rest on the government for my welfare, for my happiness, for my well-being. And God, I'm 50 years old. He's brought me this far, and I'm not living in Carmel nowhere. I think I have a nickel in my pocket right now. I'm not hungry. God is good. But I believe that which is of the world, to cut this short, is of the world, and that which is of God is of God.
So, all right.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, I appreciate it. Let me go to Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
I just want to comment on the amendment. It does not change the effect of the current law. It only modifies the language and clarifies what the law means. And if they do not do this, then it's going to be into the Supreme Court to whether Indiana can actually have it in the law. Period. So
are you talking about the second sentence clarifies? Because that first sentence is clear as day, clear as the clearest sky and the clearest water that exists.
Right, and I believe that both can clarify it. So I think it's going to be up to the individual. Me personally, I would vote yes, mm-hmm. only as a clarification point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not everybody's going to have that particular opinion. So I think it's all in the opinion of those. But I think that's why I'm glad I live in America, that we can all have that.
So should companies then be restricted from offering benefits to unmarried couples?
Yes.
So Lilly shouldn't do it. My company shouldn't do it. University shouldn't do it.
No.
Why? Why would you? I thought we believed in the free enterprise system. So if I'm a business owner, why shouldn't I offer that benefit to those employees?
Because of the simple reason that it is still between the marriage is defined between a man and a woman, and the Constitution was based on us and God. It was. was not based on any other principle. And God defines a marriage between a man and a woman. So if you go back, our Constitution was based on the Founding Fathers. And so that's why I believe that that should be. But that's not entitled my opinion. That's what I say. I'm glad I live in a country where we can actually vote on this and we can have a good argument about it. And I think it's just an awesome thing that we live in a great country that has the freedom to even express that.
All right, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Let me go to Don at 239-1310. Hi there.
Good morning, Amos.
Hi.
And because we live in an immoral society, everything goes. So, yes, yes.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it. 239-1310. Let me see. I got a text message. Said they're voting no. Church folks are quick to condemn the gay lifestyle, but say nothing about Brother Joe messing with Sister Ann or crooked pastors. Just a bunch of hypocrites. They're voting no. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's After News with Amos on the program. Tomorrow we'll have the president of Indiana University in our 2 p.m. hour. We'll learn about the nation of Israel and the issues that are in the Middle East from the Midwest Council General of the Nation of Israel in our 1 p.m. hour tomorrow. Back to the phones and Reginald. Hi there.
Amos, yes. My vote would be yes.
Hello? Yeah, go ahead. And, go ahead.
Right. And the reason why I say that, and this is for the Christians. The Christians, in my view, should be voting yes. You shouldn't be shacking up, and a marriage is between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Christians that say they're going to stand on the word when it comes to voting, then stand on the word. It has nothing to do with rights or anything else because we are guided by the Father. And so we have an obligation to God to do what's right according to his word. It has nothing to do with America and its rights. It has to do with your conviction on who you serve. And my vote would be yes.
All right, I appreciate it. 239-1310. I got a vote on Twitter at Amos WTLC Indy. I will vote no. It's not marriage if it's not between a man and a woman. People these days want to create their own God. Wait a minute now. I think his tweet is confusing because I'm not sure whether he's yes or no. That is confusing. So I have to tweet him back saying, you know, which side of this are you really on? 239-1310. We go to Reverend Ajabu. Only 1 minute, Reverend. But I got a lot of people waiting.
It won't take 30 seconds.
Okay.
It's pretty clear. I vote yes. And because when you talk about same-sex relationships, they can't bear children. So actually, if you take that to the farthest part, that's a act of self-annihilation. If you don't produce yourself, then you extinct yourself. So I vote yes that a man and a woman is a marriage. Now, if two people want to get together and do their thing and businesses want to give them benefits, that's all right with me, but just don't call it marriage.
All right. Well, here's the other thing but as I'm reading the text of this amendment, that second sentence could eliminate a company doing that.
And again, you know, if it's the lesser of two evils, I don't want to open that up for marriage. People can do what they want to do. People do what they want to do. And if a business wants to give someone that's in a relationship with another person, they can do that. All it is, but they just don't have to call it marriage.
All right. I appreciate it. Let me go back to the phones. And Nene, hi there.
Hi, Amos. I have to vote no, regardless of what my personal opinion may be about the particular issue, because I don't think the Constitution needs to dictate who people marry.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, they tried to dictate that we were three-fourths of a man. So, you know, I don't put any credence to that. As long as people don't bother me, I particularly don't care what they do.
Right.
And so I think the state needs to get out of people's personal business, and let's move on.
All right. I appreciate it. Reverend Phillips, you're one of our regulars. You got about 30 seconds. How do you vote, Reverend?
I vote yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's supposed to be a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And because when we go before the God, and if God tell us, if God tell us to what we told our people how to be, and if we say yes to the servant, I think it's wrong by a man and a man married because if a man asks me that they say they love me, I'm going to say, the devil is a lie.
All right, let me move on to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how you doing, Mr. Amos?
I'm fine, sir.
Okay, I do not agree with same-sex marriage. I'm tired of everybody stating the Bible and what they feel. I'm sorry, but what God stated is already law. It's not going to change for nothing. That's how I feel.
So that's a yes?
I do not agree with same-sex marriage. I only agree with man and a woman.
All right, so I guess that's yes.
Right.
Okay.
Now, on the flip side.
Okay.
Also, about the companies trying to, about the insurance policy, a lot of them are also going to the legislators trying to change the law as well. Trying to change it because a lot of people in the companies whose vice president, CEO, as well as some legislators, members, Congress, and House are gay and trying to change it. But I'm sorry, I do not agree with it.
Okay. All right, I appreciate the call. Let me go to Dorothy. Hi, Dorothy. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, I think with two people, two women or two men, have a lawyer. Well, I think with two men or two women, can't make a baby, and you want to get things straight, you get a lawyer. You have a lawyer do your paper for you. Because I love the gay people, but I would not make that be a law. So now, which yes and no you're asking, that's what I'm trying to understand.
Okay, yes is you're in favor of the constitutional amendment that would make marriage only between a man and a woman. And then you're also agreeing to that second sentence that unmarried people shouldn't have the same marriage rights as married people. That's the yes.
Oh, that's correct.
All right, so I put you down for yes? Or put you down the other way?
Let me listen to it again.
Okay.
Keep hearing two different ways coming out of
there. Well, there are two different sentences. That's the problem. Sentence one in this amendment, only a marriage between one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as a marriage in Indiana. That's the first sentence.
And that's the yes.
All right. The second sentence, a legal status identical or substantially similar to that of marriage for unmarried individuals shall not be valid or recognized.
No, get you a lawyer. Get out your papers for you.
I'm gonna put you down as I could vote yes, but you're shaky on that second sentence.
Yeah, because
okay, all right.
If you want them in the hospital with you, and they say no because you're not my wife, or you're not, you got a lawyer, you got the paper set, already got a.
They ought to be able to, yeah, and see the way I'm reading this. That second sentence could tell the lawyer, no, that's unconstitutional. But anyway, I get it now, Dorothy. Thank you. Let me go to God. If y'all are writing these amendments in the legislature, why don't y'all write these in plain English, plain Hoosier? The first sentence is simple. People understand that. The second sentence is like mush. Let me go to Guy, then we'll take a break. Hi, Guy.
Hello, Amos. This is Guy. Just turned on the radio and I have some question because isn't what's up before the legislature right now whether or not this amendment should be voted on by the public in the next election?
What is before the legislature under Indiana law to put something in a referendum for a constitutional amendment, it has to be approved by two consecutive legislatures. It was approved this year. And it's got to be approved next year. If they approve it, then it goes to all of us voters come a year from now, next November.
Right. So it's really whether or not it should go for the referendum, right?
No. I'm assuming the legislature will pass this. I see no indication
that a Republican-dominated legislature is not going to approve this on a bipartisan basis and that the voters would decide. So since nobody, we really have not had this conversation on this issue, and this is going to be talked about over the next year, that's why I'm asking today, if this referendum were held today, how would you vote?
Well, it's interesting that with the recent storms we had, that Illinois had 6 deaths out of 8, and I don't think Indiana had any. I don't know if that's a signal from the man upstairs or not, but, you know, maybe we ought to consider that. But I'd have to say that you can't vote for anything that's not correct. And with deference to those people that feel that they should be married of the same gender, I'd have to say that this is incorrect. And as a matter of fact, a lot of people are talking about what the Bible says. But if they look at Romans, God always gives people free will. And he says, if you continue to practice this same gender type relationships in a romantic way, that ultimately he will give you over to that. And I think that's what happened to a lot of the nations in the past, in history. They no longer are viable. So I think we ought to really consider that.
So am I putting you down as voting yes?
I'd have to say yes.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. We will take a break. We will come back with our second hour. We'll restate the question because a lot of people are tuning in. And we've had a great discussion so far, and I know it's going to get better. This is an issue where the groups that are for this amendment or against it have just ignored our African-American community. They ain't bothered to tell us. They've taken polls, and they won't tell us how, you know, we answered the question in the poll. Channel 8 did a poll. They couldn't tell me how African-Americans surveyed in the poll answered this question. So we're solving our own problem. Doing for self. We're finding out how, you know, 5% of all voters in this state come from the African-American community of Indianapolis. So this is a critical block of votes. So how does our African-American community feel about the Indiana Marriage Amendment? We'll hear from you in a number of ways when we come back.